This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Monday, November 9, 2009. In the beginning, again. The scripture is Genesis 8, verses 15 and 16. God said to Noah, "Come out of the ark." Noah had no say about beginning his life in the post-flood world. As God spoke the creation and the ark into being, so now Noah, his family, and all the animals received new life outside the ark by God speaking. "Come out of the ark," God said. Then he blessed them to multiply on the earth and increase in number. After God cleansed the world, he promised never again to destroy it with a flood. But a threat remained. The human heart had not yet been purified. Noah got drunk, and Ham did not turn his eyes from his father's nakedness. In spite of the blessing of a cleansed creation, the curse remained. When Noah and his sons repopulated the new world, they brought along old problems. When Christ, the great son of Noah, arose from the grave, a new world emerged with him. He cleanses all Noah's descendants reborn by the Holy Spirit. He renews their hearts, and he breaks the power of the curse over their lives. Water still plays a role. All whom the Lord calls must pass through the cleansing waters of baptism. If you have been baptized, you have been given the sign that in a world filled with threatening waters, your security is in the ark that is Christ. All who are baptized are blessed to be good stewards of their new lives and of the good earth that awaits.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.